Chapter 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that something be written to you. For yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, when people are saying peace and safety. Then sudden destruction will come on them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall in no way escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So then, let us not sleep as do the rest, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunk in the night. But let us, since we are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us to suffer his wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, even as you already do. Closing thoughts. But brethren, we urge you to recognize those that labour among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who encourage you. Esteem these exceedingly high in love, for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. We exhort you, brethren, warn the disorderly, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be long-suffering toward all. See that no one repays evil with evil, but always follow after that which is good one toward another and toward all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus toward you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you. He will also do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I solemnly implore you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.